The Saints at 1-4 haven't been terrible. In fact, there's a school of thought that says that if Nick Riewoldt had been fully fit for all those four games, it might look a little bit different. Maybe 4-1 would not have been out of the question. But that's not really what the Saints are about. Looking back, they're about looking forward, and to help us look forward is their assistant coach, I think a senior assistant at the club, Adam Kingsley. Good evening, Adam.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Very well, Adam. And you are a rare bird because you have been at St Kilda under Ross Lyon, under Scott Watters, and under Alan Richardson, and that makes you almost ancient at the St Kilda Football Club.
So, yeah, I feel it.
The vibe is that they're a pretty happy lot down there in terms of the group, and of course they were distraught after the result last week. But if being on the same page and pulling in the same direction counts for anything, then it seems that the Saints are not a bad place to be at the moment.
It appears that way. I mean, we're quite happy with our players that we've got. All of them are playing quite well, particularly last week. And we know that we've got a long way to go before we're a competitive team amongst the best teams consistently, and that's what we're aiming at. But we can see signs that we're heading in the right direction, so we're pretty happy with how it's going at the moment.
It appears from the moment Alan Richardson took over the reins that the game plan, which is a top-end game plan of hard at the contest, quick movement, positive, trying to hit the scoreboard, was employed by a side that at times is maybe physically and in terms of their stature and also their stamina, incapable of doing it necessarily for four quarters. But there, again this year, doesn't seem to be any compromise on the notion that we're going to play the football at this club that once played for four quarters week in, week out, looks like the stuff played at the top of the table.
Yeah, look, we encourage our players to play quickly. We encourage them to defend quickly and defend hard. I don't think the message has changed all that much, to be frank, between, say, all three coaches, really. But there's no question that there's a bit more confidence in the group. You get to train it a couple more years, a couple more pre-seasons, and that you just become better at it. And we've certainly given our players the license to just go ahead and play. And if you make mistakes, well, learn from them, but don't worry about them. And we've spent a lot of time in that space in terms of reassuring our players that we just want them to take the game on. We want them to play quick. We want them to play instinctive, hard-nosed footy. But don't worry about mistakes because they're going to happen. And our challenge and our expectations is as we become more consistent, more experienced, then we'll still play the same brand of footy, but the mistakes will be less and less. And I think you see that right throughout the competition. I mean, the Bulldogs who we play this week is a great example of that. In the way that they're playing, it's just fast, hard-paced footy, and they're defending really strongly, and they're taking the game on, and you know, they look like they're extremely confident in the minute in how they're going and what they're capable of, and that's where we're aiming to get to.
Adam, we were discussing Josh Bruce earlier, perhaps being one of the biggest surprises of the season through five rounds, kicked 17 goals for. From a coaching perspective, has it been a surprise, or was it what you're expecting given the preseason he had and how he's been trained?
I'd have to say it's a little bit of a surprise. You know, we expected him to play a significant role for us, but the way he's played has been above our expectations to date. But we know he's capable. We certainly had great confidence that he would get to this point. It's probably happened just a touch quicker than we expected. So we're really happy for him. There's no illusions for him. It's all on the back of hard work. It's all on the back of presenting to what's up the field. And he knows that, and he's prepared to work hard. He's got a great leader and role model in Nick Riewoldt, who's been helping him along the way. Certainly Aaron Hamill's been coaching him strongly in all those areas. And, you know, we're really pleased with his progress so far.
I reckon there'll be a few wry smiles, almost laughs at match committee level this week, because for the first time in a year and a bit, maybe 2 years and a bit, there's going to be not who can we get to fill this spot, but how do we choose between these players for this spot? And coaches always say it's a problem you know, it's a great problem to have. I'm sure it is a great problem to have, but it's not going to be great fun telling one or two players that they're not in on the back of Riewoldt and Montagna being available.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, we've certainly had preliminary discussions yesterday about selection, what it would look like for the game this weekend. It is going to be difficult to tip a couple of people out, assuming that both Joey and Rui get through training tomorrow, which we expect that they will. So it's going to be a difficult discussion because really the performance of everyone last week we were happy with. We recognise we've still got a fair bit of improvement to go. You know, the week before we got beat, we played probably two quarters and didn't play two quarters and got punished on the scoreboard as a result. The week before we probably played a quarter. So there are still some inconsistencies and we don't just look at one week in terms of performance. Whether you're in or out, you got to you know build up a bank of credits, if you like. So although it's going to be difficult based on the performance last week, I think where we're heading and where we want to be as a footy club, we've got to be a really consistent performer week in and week out, and we're not quite there yet. So although it's going to be a difficult selection, you know, I'm sure there'll be some reasons as to why some guys miss out.
Adam, as the midfield coach, can you give us some insight into how GPS data rules your week, both on match days and in training? A lot being made of it at the moment, not only in terms of your own team's information, but potentially the supply and access to opposition GPS data. I can imagine touching on the midfield stuff you did at the top of the interview around the Bulldogs and the hard-running style of their game, that this continues to be something that takes up more and more of your time and energy.
Oh yeah, look, we've got a guy dedicated in that space full time who provides all the numbers and downloads all the data and so on and so forth. Certainly, it's very important. It gives you a great indication of work rate. It gives you a great indication of when and when not to rotate. It's important, but geez, you've still got to trust your eyes and you've still got to trust your knowledge on how the game's played and. I think it's a lot of player dependent. I think, say, Port Adelaide would be an extremely hard running team, acknowledged throughout the competition. Their GPS data, I don't know, but I'd imagine they'll be covering, their mids would be covering 15, 16, 17k a game, which is really no different to, or very little difference to what our blokes are covering. It's all about how efficient they are, where they're running to. How early they're running, are they doing their work early or are they relying on a late last burst to try and defend or to try and attack him? So whilst the numbers are important to indicate rotations and work rate and capabilities, they're not the be-all and end-all and we still need to trust our eyes and coach our players strongly.
We're speaking with Adam Kingsley, St Kilda assistant coach, of course, on Saturday. The old-fashioned starting a time of 10-2-10. Between a couple of teams that have been rivals over recent years, Saints and Doggies, and it's a St Kilda replacement home game, maybe for New Zealand, which means if you're a St Kilda member, you get into Etihad for free, even though it is a Doggies official home game, and there's still those 1300 Go Saints memberships to be bought. Just one last one on a player that Saints, in fact, football fans, all supporters last year were very impressed by, Luke Dunstan, and those GPS numbers that you're talking about, I understand, back up the notion that even though Luke hasn't probably had as much of the ball or is in the same touch as he was at the peak of his powers last year, his work rate is exactly where the club wants it to be. So for a player like that, you can go back and say to him, it'll turn, mate. You're doing all the right things on field. Just keep at it.
Yeah, that's right. And that is one aspect where it is a great resource. Luke had a little bit of a slow start to the year. His pre-season was delayed with shoulder injuries and he did work quite hard. He's a really hard and tough person and works extremely hard on and off the field. So for him to not have the same impact in the early was a little bit grating on him. He's a kind of guy who wants to really take the game by the scruff of the neck and thinks he should be playing better than what he is, irrespective of how his performance is. But his last 2 weeks, I think he's been extremely good for us. He's covering the ground really well, working hard and starting to really get to the ball. In the contest, he's very good and he's only going to get better. He's got great hands, he's tough, he's hard, as I've mentioned. So, yeah, we're really excited about how Luke is going to progress for us over the hopefully over the next 10 years. And He's a real leader for us already. Got a couple of votes in terms of leadership group potential from the playing group. So that suggests that, Nick Revolt and Joey Montana really respect how he goes about it and what he has to say. So he's got a great future for us, and we're looking forward to watch him over the next 10 years.
And can you just confirm, Adam, that now Adam Snyder missed goals on the weekend that, of course, were frustrating to him.
Yeah.
But that doesn't in any way diminish the fact that he was very smart for much of the game. Can you confirm that he can play for two more weeks before he has to go back onto the rookie list?
Who did he come off? I can't remember who he came up for. Did he? I think he came up for Daniel Markworth.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe. Yeah. Daniel is, I think he may be 4 weeks away.
Okay.
From returning. So, yeah, I'm not exactly sure on that.
But there will be a time where possibly he'll have to go back, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, we've got three guys who we've upgraded. Jack Sinclair, who we've been really happy with his performances thus far. He's been upgraded for Sebi Ross, I believe. Sebi's due back in a couple of weeks. So
I reckon Snyder might be on for Seb. Oh, is it Snyder for Ross? It's Snyder for Markworth. Yeah,
I think so. I'm not sure. Look, I'm not exactly sure. I think it is Markworth.
Yeah.
And we've got Ahmed for Aaron Sipos. So Sipos travelling nicely. He's back training. I think we've got 45 guys training tomorrow. So although clearly they're not all available for selection, you know, Sam Gilbert is nearing return, and certainly Sipos, Seb Ross, Farron Ray.
Hello. Is this St Kilda we're speaking with? Everybody fit?
It's a bit foreign, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, we've still got a lot of work to do, but we feel like we're really tracking in the right direction. Good. And, we're really pleased with the progress so far. Put a couple of wins on the board and some real consistent performances over the course of the year, and we'll be quite pleased with how it's gone.
Well, I'll pretend I'm unbiased, and that sounds good. Good luck. You little beauty. Sorry, I'll just get back to what I should be, and that is unbiased. Again, it's 1-4, and there's plenty of work to be done, but it looks like a young group that enjoys hard work. And Adam, as a senior statesman down there, good luck in doing what you've done over 5 years and be a guiding light for those young men. Thanks for joining us tonight.
No worries. Thank you very much.